openness to the fluidity of your experience. The fluids of the body, as well as the fluidity of breath and air, breeze. In the sense of flow. The way there's always something else now happening, and what was is no more. Completely gone. Offering the possibility of some softness in the chest and under the arms. Maybe feeling the possibility of melting tensions and presentations in the face and throat and upper chest. As if the chest could be like a lake where some birds could come and fly in and land. And just to tune, if you wish, for a moment with what's the mind state, what's the state of consciousness. A bit more playfully, maybe, than we might usually think of doing in a meditation. Noticing also how when we go to look, it hides, depending on how we look. So playing hide and seek with the state of consciousness, feeling, how is it if I stay very quiet and try to feel? How is it if I go looking for it? How is it if I let my heart be like a lake and just receive it as it is? No problem. So just playfully to feel how the way of noticing our state of mind changes the state of mind. And then just feeling, if you wish, for a little while, your deep wish for your life. Maybe leaving room for it to bubble up from the bottom, from the belly, from out of nowhere, not even anymore your wish. But the wish that perfectly wishes itself in your life. Your life isn't, is not, without that wish, that deep wish. Maybe not even in words, or maybe in words. Just giving a chance for that deep wish to work its alchemy in your bloodstream, to actually stream through your body. A connection to having permission that that deep wish is there, and without it, you are not. Whether it feels like a scream or a whisper or another language that you don't understand quite. Feeling yourself, your life, this life, to be actually a child of that wish. Your mysterious life as the child of that, may I be free, that deep wish in whatever form it comes to you. It's not important so much the words. It could feel more like, may I be safe, or may I be free from suffering, or may I be happy, or whatever. Or as I said, in so many other forms, without words or with words. The deepest wish as a powerful openness to life that makes us, that allows us to be made. And just resting back a little further into the powerful openness that allows us to be formed. Resting back further into that original face of ours before we were born. Wider than the sky and earth. Wider than sky and earth, that original face of yours, where you can rest. Though its openness is powerful. And from here, empowering the deep wish to fill your life, not just your body, but everything that you know of, everything that also is that you don't know of. The deep wish amplified through you, streaming through you. Filling your body, streaming through your body, filling your mind, streaming through your mind, filling your world, if that's a different thing, and streaming through your world. May there be ease and freedom everywhere. In all things, everywhere. May there be peace and freedom. Allowing it to be that radiant and powerful, sparkling, rich. Even if you feel it only very little. Just being open to feel what kind of bounces back to you as you let the wish radiate. What comes back home, so to say. All directions. Just playing with feeling even more closely, more intimately, with more life, feeling the quality of what passes through you as you let the deep wish be absorbed into your bones and into your world. And not letting it get minimized. So sometimes, even if our receptivity is low, we can hardly feel anything. We can still get a flash or a slight sense of an intensity that's there anyway, in the subtlety. So not just slight coolness, but coldness. Not just slightly bright, but intensely bright, even if my seeing of it is dull. I'm still practicing. So just leaving room for it to be intense. Not getting lazy. Being really a little more open to the quality of what's streaming through your life right now. What makes it possible to be living right now? And similarly, feeling where there would commonly be a kind of holding back out of shyness or shame and out of being afraid of not having enough left for oneself, and just letting that also go. So there's a fullness and a wholeness with the world, with your world, your mind, your experience. There can even be kindness towards the holding back tendency, and then not holding back anyway. Letting the stream come around and through the holding back itself. May there be peace and freedom in every little thing and all the space between. Inside and outside. Now. Just being open to feel whatever may bounce back or come rippling back, come echoing back. Like gifts that you don't need to open right away. You don't need to know what it is. And resting back into the wide, wider than sky and earth, original face from before you were born. Within that feeling, compassion and tenderness, as you feel the chest again, the area called chest. Within that wider than sky. Origin or mother or support. And just letting any person come to mind that you could easily and quickly feel their difficulty. And just in a quick impression, feeling the shape and the texture of that and welcoming it into the wide, wider than sky. Letting it come home, feeling how in your own experience you've felt the same. And at the same time, kind of a respect for that person's integrity and how their experience is peculiarly their own. At the same time, it's also yours and everyone else's. We've all been there. And without thinking much about it, getting the impression of it, feeling the impression of it, and letting it come right into you, right into the heart of you. The person's nervousness or self-absorption or arrogance or anger, fear, shame, etc. But not so much the name of it, but the shape and feeling. And so very naturally, we can just breathe in and receive that welcome, giving welcome to that person's particular difficulty and how we know what it's like. And we know that everyone else in the room also knows what it's like. Here it is, with dignity and also no big deal, no matter how strong and lifelong. Here it is. Meeting fully face to face. With the in-breath. That heaviness, speed, sharpness, danger, darkness, etc., whatever it is. And breathing out, filling yourself and offering to that person. What is your deepest wish? Like here, why don't you have some of this? Offering it to the other is offering it to ourself, to yourself, and to ourselves. And so just letting it be very, very simply that big, that wide. One person's specific difficulty that you happen to receive, perceive. And letting it be big or small, whatever it is. Is it possible to really receive the felt bodily sense of that? Whatever it may be a dullness, shadowy and heavy. That just comes in, here it is. We don't give up our seat, here it is. We don't look down on it. Or try to turn away. It's just simply a human quality. Here it is. So breathing that in and breathing out without minimizing the brightness, the intensity, the sparkle. The laughter. That's not making fun of the pain, but remembering dignity even in difficulty, and remembering what's untouched even in difficulty. So breathing out that, whether it's white hot or white cold, or colorful, or honey, or lightning, or whatever. So it's not so much imposing my wish on you and myself and others, but allowing the deep wish that makes this life, and that makes this life interesting. Letting that deep wish amplify, and letting it come across and be received by what seems to be another person and other people. And ourselves. So the specific person's difficulty and our fellowship, our togetherness, our common experience of it. To breathe in. And really not to be afraid of really feeling it. Probably as if for the first time. And not giving up our seat allows the quality to be, however powerful, oh, just this. Just this terribly heavy, incredibly heavy dark cloud, or just this slightly chaotic, speedy, sharp. Ball of nails or whatever. However forceful, there can still be a sense of, oh, just this? Not allowing much thinking about how destructive the quality may have been or may be, just this meeting it, immediate meeting, flowing immediate meeting. And the same immediacy, but deeper, with our deeper nature coming through with the deep wish. May there be peace and freedom. So relaxing and sensing yourself supported and open, not forcing anything. And feeling whether you want to continue the practice for the last 10 minutes or so of the meditation. And then starting to feel what would be a good rhythm if you want to continue. How many breaths do you actually need to get the sense of the in-breath, the breathing in, the dullness, the heaviness, the darkness, the heat, perhaps, whatever you find. And then the same number of breaths probably would be a good idea for the out-breath part. Feeling the deeply natural brilliance that radiates as the deep wish from yourself to another person and echoing through all of us. Or if it can be done with just this in-breath and this out-breath, then just that simple. But if you need more time, then definitely taking more time. And as much as possible, not doing anything except fully meeting. So not even quite inviting the difficult energy or difficult sensation or difficult quality in, but letting there be the standing welcome, the natural already here welcome. Here it is. It is, so here it is, as it is. And the deepest wish also already is here. So maintaining that open. Stream of life. Allowing the deep wish to be sent out and fill your world. Starting with that one person.